Thank you, Mr. Chair. Summary statements from court, January 1st, 2022 to August 31st, 2022. County General Fund, $1,000. $3,846,221.80. County Road Fund, $2,000. $2,989,596.54. County Road Sales Tax Fund, $3,402. $3,722,076.55. Animal Welfare and Control Fund, $3,404. $1,415,148.15. Criminal Justice Tax Fund, $3,407. $2,265,196.64. And as you remember, we've added two to this five here is coronavirus relief, which is $1,662.46. And American Rescue Plan Fund, $23,454.87. Flipping to page two. You can see we're still trending just slightly below the 2021 revenue. I believe it was discussed a little bit last month that we know what revenue codes those are from. I believe they're 7400 series and 7400 series and 7600 series, and we're about $225,000 below where we were this time last year. Sales tax for August was $1,183,201.68. That is 15.1% above August of 2021. And we are still trending at 13.94% year to date above 2021. Page four. As you can see, we're currently at 76% of projected. So we are, as you know, we're not quite to the three-quarters point of the year yet. We're almost a month ahead of where we are projected. And something just goes totally backwards here. We're looking really good on sales tax and may even be projected by somewhere close to $1 million. And page three, or page five, I'm sorry, the chart, the third chart of the sales tax. This is our three-month moving average versus our one-year moving average. As you can see, our three-month moving average it tipped back up a couple months ago. It's still trending much higher than the one-year moving average. One-year moving average, which had kind of leveled off here back in the spring, is now turned back north again and is looking really good. Any questions about any of those or anything else? No. I was told things ran a lot smoother last month when I wasn't here, so I'm going to get off as fast as possible.
Thank you, Mr. Sasson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Next, we have a couple of ordinances before on our agenda, and I need a motion to put proposed ordinance 22-40 on the table for consideration.
So moved.
Second.
Are there any questions about any of the sections in 20-40?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make one comment on this. Section 4, it's 45, 380, 348, that's being anticipated in the county general. This is to match up with ordinance 2234 that was approved last month. It was just a section that was left out, or a portion that was left out. It was doing with the, I believe, the Greenbrier school resource officers. It was just, this is just kind of a fix, more or less.
Good. Thank you. Anything further? I need a motion to pass this to the full court for its consideration.
So moved. Second.
All in favor of advancing it?
Aye.
Okay, by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Good. It's advanced to the full court for next. It's next week's consideration. Next is proposed ordinance 22-42, and I need a motion to put it on the table for consideration.
So moved.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments about any of the sections in 22-42?
Can someone speak as to section 1, just because that is such a large number?
I think that's the money that's coming in from the state.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to hear from the sheriff's office. It is... I believe that the legislature passed the stipend.
Okay.
And so that money is being paid to us, and we're paying out. And if I I'm going to speak kind of a little bit off cuff here because I'm not 100% sure, but I think we've got to pick up the retirement matching on that. That's the part that we're picking up.
If I may add,
I apologize, Angie. I didn't see you back there. I'm sorry.
Anything further on 22-42?
Make a motion, we forward it to the full court.
Second.
All in favor of advancing 22-42 to the full court, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Good. Next item on our agenda is public comments about either of these ordinances. No public comments. Anything further to come before the committee tonight? Then motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
Adjourn.
What time?